The next five Sundays we'll read from the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, which centers around the miracle of the loaves and the fish. All four Gospels recall this miracle of Jesus. Mark and Matthew recall it twice. It's one of Jesus' most important miracles. It's a miracle that will define him more than other miracles do. John's Gospel expands on the miracle more than the other Gospels. John, in his Gospel, likes to point out signs. And this miracle is an important sign of Jesus' mission in this world. He is the bread of life, who answers the hunger that's in our world. John's Gospel notes the time and the place the miracle occurs. It's the time of Passover on a mountain near the Sea of Galilee. When we hear it's the Feast of Passover, we know that was when God led the Israelites out of Egypt. It was a mighty action of God. And now God will do a further act of saving his people through Jesus, his son. Jesus goes up a mountain. That's an important detail too, isn't it? Moses spoke to the people from the mountain on the desert journey. Now we'll hear a greater voice from the mountain by the Sea of Galilee. Just look at the picture we have in John's Gospel. Jesus on the mountain sees a multitude of people coming toward him. In the other Gospel accounts of this miracle, the disciples notice the crowds coming and nervously tell Jesus to send them away. In John's Gospel, though, Jesus sees the crowds approaching himself, and as if to remind his disciples of the inability of human resources to deal with them, he asks his disciple, Philip, where could we get enough food for them to eat? Of course, there are no places to buy food, and even if there were, they wouldn't have enough money. There are only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then look how the miracle takes place in John's Gospel. Jesus doesn't have the people line up as if in a bread line for a piece of bread to tide them over on their way home. No, he settles them on the green grass as if he were seating them at a banquet table. And then, taking the loaves and giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. It's not only enough for them to eat, there's a lot left over, which they collect in baskets, more than they could eat, John says. So what does the gospel miracle say to us in John? Well, let's go back to the beginning. Jesus seeing the crowd is God seeing us all, the whole human family, in fact. He sees the hunger of the crowd that can't be met by human resources alone. The miracle isn't an answer to a temporary crisis. People need to eat. No, it's a sign that points to something deeper, something lasting. It says that God will be with us on our human journey. God will always be with us. And God will give us what we need, and even more than we can expect. You see the promise we have in this miracle. It's not something done long ago and then over. It's a sign that goes on and on. This miracle says there's a hunger in human beings that only God can satisfy. We may hardly be aware of it, just as the crowds who came to Jesus that day may not have been aware of it But he was aware of their hunger. We're not talking just about a hunger for food only. It's a hunger for wisdom and knowledge that only God can give. You've made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Augustine said that so long ago. There's something unsatisfied, something restless in us that can only be met by God. Our human hunger won't be satisfied by money, by success, by popularity, by things, by a healthy, perfect body. Now, we can have all of these things, but the gnawing question will always be there. What then? What then? The miracle of the loaves and fish also points to the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, that beautiful sign that God has given to us. So small and so insignificant and yet so powerful. At the Eucharist we sit at a banquet, God's banquet. It's a place where Jesus looks at us and sees our hunger and offers us food. He is our bread of life.